Blog Talk Radio.
Whether the crib or you cruising, if you ain't tuned in to Dennis Live Show from 4 to 5:30, then you losing. It's about that time. Go on, hit the line. Go on, get your friend. Speak your mind or listen in. You know we about to get it in. Log on or listen in. Dennis Live, you so many internet gigabytes. Bill Gates listening. Love for other blog sites. Comparing the shadow of other cities. It's like bringing cats to a dog fight. When pesos fit is pure talent. You couldn't see me if you turned on your halogens. Your high beams are fog like shat drop bomb. Info type triple dub. Western World ONE.com. The shat drop bomb. Need some info type triple W's. Western World ONE.com. It's a Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Tuned in to Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live.
Sleep Dilla Productions, WesternWorld.com, www.WesternWorldONE.com, Blog Talk Radio, Chi-Town, what up? Let's go. You already know me.
What's going on, world? How you doing out there, man? It's your boy, Dennis Live, man. I just wanted to say what's up to everybody. How y'all doing? Y'all having fun? I don't even know how the weather is out there yet, man. I ain't been out there yet, man. But check it out. We're going to have some fun today, man. First of all, I just want to thank God, man. I'm going to talk today. This is like if God was right next to me, man. So, you know, hit the repent button. You know, even though I know we don't have to, but I'm going to hit the repent button anyway, man, because there's going to be some things probably said that I know God might not approve of. All right, man, so what it is, man, today the show is about shacking before you get married. Should you live with that person before you get married just to see what it's going to be like for the long haul? Like most women and men say, they want to test out the equipment before they even see what they get themselves into. So I wonder if that's true. The number here is 347-838-9106. Y'all gotta excuse me too, but these sinuses, man, is just horrible. You know what I'm saying? It's feeling too hot. But we can still go make the show roll. Alright, 347-838-9106. Today's topic is shacking before you get married. Should you live with that person before you get married? You know what I'm saying? Some people want to know, you know what I'm saying, what that person is like before they get married. You know what I'm saying? Some people want to test out the equipment before they try. You know what I'm saying? Before they go in for the long haul. Well, hold on. Let's see. All right? Let's go.
Comfortably, I'm feeling down, roll up, it comforts me. It's mid-high,
come by, by. And we can be smoking, hey. So baby, can you roll up one for me? Baby, can you roll up one for me? Baby, can you roll up, break it on up and smoke a hunt? So we can
you
be
high,
high.
Real live true cheap choker, have a dame roll up and then poke. Then I go and have a call all the friends over. Smoke sweetly, then we keep getting super soaked. Rub it in their face real good like skin lotion. After 2 or 3 hours of playing, I'm in motion. A nigga on the chase, still trying to get the thriller hard. Headed to the tray, make my way to the boulevard. Where my niggas got rim skim and good kush. It ain't nothing like getting high off the good puss. Getting lit till I pass out. Y'all know how it goes. Summertime brings stress out.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WESTERNWORLD1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
I just want to know, man, what is it, man? We had a lot of people saying this, man. Check it before you get married. Is that true? Should you do that? I know a lot of people, man, sometimes they just go into the heat of the moment and don't even think about it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people is real hypocritical with this topic here. You know what I'm saying? People go to church all the time, you know what I'm saying, like me for one. You know what I'm saying? Is that something that should be done? You know, a lot of people say, hey, man, you should get married before you do any of that. But what's the catch to it? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if that's not the person that's not for you? Then what? You know what I'm saying? Or what if you could be getting a prize? You know what I'm saying? A surprise or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, with it. So I want to know from y'all, man. The question is, should you live with that person before you get married? I mean, it's 347-838-9106. Let me see here. How can I do this here? How can I spin this off? Also, too, man, coming up, too, man, we got a special surprise, too, man, for the people, man. Something got to do with a trip, man. So I went on the guys call in, let them go. So I'm going to play a couple more tracks, a couple more songs for you guys, and then we're going to. We're going to get it in. All right, let's go.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Links go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go. Peace.
I knew love.
Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens and bathrooms, also a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small, we do it all. All it takes is one call, 773-698-5720, ask for LB.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldOne.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldOne.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldOne.com.
All right, man. We're back in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? I see the people here, man. Today, man, what we discussing here, man, is shacking before you get married. Should you live with that person before you get married to see what you get yourself into? Is it good for the long haul? You know what I'm saying? The Bible says, you know what I'm saying, you're supposed to find your mate first, marry your mate, then live with your mate. So, you know, we just trying to figure that out. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Today, in this day and age now, is people want to test out their equipment. They want to see if it's the right thing, you know what I'm saying, before they get married. You know what I'm saying, from what I'm hearing. Some people saying, yeah, man, I think I need to marry this person, man, because they ain't finna you know, I can date them, but they're not going to get the goods. You know, that's what females saying, guys saying, like, look, man, I want to make sure that if I'm going to marry this person, man, I'm not going to go crazy. Basically, man. So what I got an analyst on the line, man. This analyst right here, man, he don't hold back none of his words. LB is in the building. What's up, Doc?
What's going on? What's going on with you?
What's up with you, bro?
Nothing working. You know me.
All day in the gate. Hey, man.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm trying to get it in, but, you know, you got to call in and check in with my buddy and make sure, you know, everything is everything, you know. What's going on with you?
Hey, man.
What are we talking about today?
Well, today's topic is shacking before you get married. Should you shack with that person before you get married? What you think? What's your questions on that? What's your thoughts, my bad?
To be totally honest with you, the old traditional ways of, you know, getting married and then, you know, shacking with, you know, then living with the person, you know, it seemed like it worked, but then also it seemed like, you know, a lot of times our parents tolerated the other person because they were married. I think that when you live with a person before you actually marry the person is the better thing, because it's like I am trying to really find out the do's and don'ts of this person. See, we can go on dates forever in a day, and you only see the one side of them. You see the glam side. Yes, you come, you know, you come spend the night, but you don't really know how that person lives. I mean, truly lives. Yeah, set aside, she ain't got roaches. Okay, cool. set aside that she doesn't wash dishes. Cool. But does she make the bed? Does she change the kitty litter? What is the things that she does that will actually get under your skin and drive you crazy? Where you'll turn around and be like, man, I can't deal with this right here. Because if I marry this person, then I made a vow unto God, for better or for worse.
Ooh.
Well, a lot of times people show you they're better, and they worse is much worse than they're better, because they bring their representative to the table. You know, every woman wants the ring. Who doesn't want that ring? You know, right. when you playing in the NBA, that's what they're playing for. They're playing for that ring. They ain't playing for money. They're playing for that ring. When you playing football, what are you playing for? You playing for that ring. The women are playing for that ring. So by any means necessary, they're going to play for that ring. But now that you got the ring, there's a whole lot of responsibilities with that ring. Can you deal with the responsibilities with that ring? And that's on both sides of the aisle. That's not. I'm a man. I only date women. So, you know, I'm saying for women, it's the same thing.
Wow.
You know.
Okay. Right. I'm listening. Go ahead, man.
You know, this man, he come home, you know. You ain't know how musty this man's feet was before he, you know, took some socks and shoes off. You like, man, you killing him over here.
Right.
You know, I didn't really know he don't take showers when he get up in the morning, most mornings. Can I deal with that? He only take a shower when it's time to go out. Can you deal with that? Can you deal that the man doesn't wash dishes? Can you deal with the man that doesn't make up a bed? Can you deal with, he's, you know, it's nice, but he's not really dry. He doesn't really have a drive, you know. He goes to work, comes home. He doesn't have anything else outside of that. Can you deal with that? Can you deal with a man who, at the end of the day, he is just in the house? When y'all not living together, you really don't know that he's just in the house. He can tell you he umpteen places. When y'all living together, oh, you know where he at. He in the house. Can you deal with that? This is all right. Before you get married. I say test the waters before you get married and really know, is this something that I really want to get into? But there's another side of that story, too.
What's that side, bro?
The other side of the story is this. Does this man or woman that you're dealing with has he gotten all of his playing out of his system? Has man or woman, have they truly gotten all that playing out of their system? Everybody wants to settle down, but do they really want to settle down? Do you really want to be monogamous with me? Because in the whole realm of living with someone, you are playing house. Do you really want a house? I'm a contractor, so I know a house is a lot of responsibility. A lot of people want to say, I want to be a homeowner. Do you really know what being a homeowner entails? Do you really know what a marriage entails? They go hand in hand. Certain times in a home, you have to upgrade. Certain times in a marriage, you have to upgrade. You have to do different things. The way I was when I was 20 is not the same way that I think when I'm 30. The same way that I thought when I was 30 is the same way now that I think that I'm 40. Because I'm trying to upgrade, change my thought pattern. Do you know how to upgrade? Do you know how to go along, get to that next level? Do you know? Even if we are shacking, do you know if you have a true man or woman of God with you? Don't
right.
just make it a fad. Don't just make it a fad. You know, we go to church, but you're really not trying to. You're not really trying to go after God's heart.
Okay.
So,
well, look, man. Go ahead. Finish. I'm listening. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
No, it's a conversation. It goes two ways, baby. I talk forever. I want to get in now. I talk forever, real.
All right, cool. And look, out of this song, we're going to bring somebody else in, all right, man? So
mm-hmm.
So brace yourself, man. We're going to get it cracking,
okay.
Man. Let's go. All
right.
Don't brace it. Hit it. Don't brace it. Hit it.
Put smoke in my chest. But this is the new and true shit. A big fat belly for the 92 tips. And when I'm rolling in my ride, kinda hot. Females be on my tail because I'm so fly.
in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round and try to shut us down. About an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. In that automatic cook up, be rich, pull up in that rooster till we wake the fucking hood up. Got all these pounds of ganja, I work out, I'm doing cushions. Bobby Bands is in the building, pop that pussy, throw a foot up in the air. One time for a nigga like me with a squad like this, where the team so strong and the flow so cold, ain't nothing but some bad bitches in my clique. What's up, Eastside?
What's up, Eastside?
We in it, bitch.
We in it, bitch.
They think they singing me, but they ain't seen shit. Girls on the pole yelling, make me rich. Girls on my shows wanna take my pick. Yeah, we can do this here all night. Can't tell me nothing, can't tell me shit. All in my zone, all on my own. Open that pack, rolling that strong. And we still up in this bitch. Won't turn down, won't go home. Yeah. I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Hey, 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 you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now. By using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
One-time home repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
All right, man. We back in the building, man. Man, we was just sitting up here just talking about, man, Shaqie before you get married. Should you live with that person when you get married? Brother LB, man, just broke it down, man, both ends of the stick, man. He ain't even been biased today. LB going in on the guys and the girls. That's how we get it. Man, we'll bring this other call here, man. let me see it, man. Let's see it. We got Bree. Bree, what's up, Bree? How you feeling?
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. You, how you doing today?
You know, I'm blessed and highly favored, so I'm feeling good.
Oh, man, that's what's up. Well, we're going to get straight to it, man. Shaqie, before you get married, should you live with that person before you get married? LB broke it down. He's like, man, the Old Testament and the New Testament. So we want to know, what's your thoughts, Bree? How do you feel about that? Should you live with that person before you get married or what?
My personal opinion, I think you should. I think you should know what you're truly getting into, what you're going to have to wake up to forever, because marriage, in my opinion, is forever. When I get married, that's it. We're either going to work this out, or I don't know what we're going to do, but divorce ain't no option, period. So, give me a second. I'm in the store. I'll be right back. I got my credit card. Anyway, I'm sorry, I'm in the grocery store. Marriage is forever. There's no divorce for me. So, yes, I would like to live with the man that I would consider before God and other people to say I want to be with forever. Yeah, I want to live with them. I want to know what I got to wake up to. I want to know what I'm going to have to experience, what I'm going to have to deal with forever. I think a lot of people drop them into these relationships. I know somebody who hasn't been dating her boyfriend for 6 months, and now they're getting married. You don't really know a person. It's still a honeymoon period. You know, people still smiling, and, you know, she waking up in the morning to go brush and brush her teeth real quick so you don't smell her stinky breath. You know, it's still a honeymoon period. So, yes, I think that you should live with that person.
Okay. Well, LB, she said she pretty much agreed with your 50-50 of it, too. She said that, you know, yeah, you should go ahead and check out the equipment and see what's going on. And I mean, just the whole body, you know what I'm saying, see what this person is, train of thought, you know what I'm saying, and see what's going on with that. So what you think about that, LB?
Yeah, I believe that that is very much so true and right with, as far as dealing with that. You know, we got a lot of, you know, on both sides of the party, we got a lot of sixers and shysters who, at the end of the day, they're just thinking about just themselves. They're not thinking about anybody else. You know, it's all about self-gratification, what they want, what I want, you know, and not understanding that you don't get anywhere by yourself. It takes a team effort. And
that's right.
Unfortunately, you know, people jumping up and getting involved in these relationships, and they're not realizing that it is a team effort. They're just thinking about themselves. And, you know, you got to go out here and test them. You know, you gotta see where the limits of that, so on and so forth. If you don't, you wake up one day and you be like, what the F are you doing here? How did I even get involved with you? Man.
Right.
Now you done went back on your word, not just to yourself, not to just your friends, but to God as well. I know a young lady who stays across the street from me, and I think I told you this story before with Dennis. Her husband is impotent. Nothing works. Viagra, Cialis, nothing. He got high blood pressure. He have to gain. He get up, but it's like it's limp. When he do get up, it's like, oh, I'm really tired. At the end of the day, she wanted to creep up. And I told her, I said, you know what? You chose that. You told God, before God, for better or for worse. That's the worst part of it, because it's time, tired. They don't want to get up no more. Man, for better or for worse, test the waters first. Test the waters. Cause man, listen. Go ahead.
Well, look, man, what is this about the fact that they said that it's about the heart? I know God says about the heart, and the man's supposed to choose the woman. So if you just got love for that person, do you think that you should respect that first? You know what I'm saying? Because if you move in with that person, you know, y'all guys, you talk about lust. You know what I'm saying? You want to make sure that everything works right, make sure this is the person. And so y'all pretty much agree with the shocking.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say this. At one point in time, I did want to get married. And I told my father, who my parents have been married for 43 years. So that's my first blueprint of any relationship is my parents. And, you know, of course, they get on each other's nerves from time to time. And, you know, they may cuss each other out or whatnot. You know, that's just to be expected. But the truth of the matter is when I told him I wanted to get married, he said, oh, it's a beautiful thing. I hope you ain't marrying because of love. And I looked at him, I'm like, And he said, I hope you're not marrying him because of just love. Because love dies after about 5-6 years. Then what you got? But mind you, understand this. They've been married for 43 years. What he's saying is love is not the only thing that could sustain that relationship. It has to be other things in order to sustain that relationship. So if you're going into it with just your heart, there's a lot of women out here who go into relationships, women and men who go into relationships, and they lead with their heart. Prime example, the woman who's getting her ass whooped right now. She leading with her heart because she just believed that he's going to one day stop whooping on her because she loved him that much. And what was the best words that Anna Mae Bullock ever said? What's love got to do with this? Love ain't got nothing to do with this. If you lead in a relationship with just love, you're already lost in that. You're lost in that relationship already because you're coming up with the short end of the stick.
So what else are you supposed to leave with? You supposed to leave with what else?
When you lead in a relationship, first and foremost, you have to lead with God. Because God is love. How many relationships actually lead with God? I like you, but I'm still after God's heart. I like you, but I still perform the duties that God told me to perform. I may love you, but I'm not going to let love blind me. Because truth of the matter is, if you look it up, I think it's what, 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians, when it explains what love is. Love is not boastful. Love is not just proud. Love doesn't have egos. Love is not selfish.
Are you talking about the agape love, boy? Go ahead.
So, at the end of the day, I think we got what love is all messed up about. Because you don't even understand, you don't have an understanding of what the true meaning of love is. Why? Because you didn't even go look it up in that book. You didn't go look it up in the Bible. So at the end of the day, if the Bible is the begin and a blueprint of our lives that we're supposed to go by, what are you supposed to lead with then? I put the question back on you. What are you supposed to lead with then?
Well, we'll know right after this song. Let's go.
Thank you. Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldOne.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldOne.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldOne.com.
Hi, man. Hi, we back in the building. Today's topic, man, is what we're discussing is shacking before you get married. Should you live with that person before you get married? LB said, you know, he kind of went with the Old Testament and the New Testament with the agape love. Bree said, yeah. Well, they both agreed. They were like, yeah, you need to check it out, make sure that everything's working properly, to make sure that that you not getting, how do you say it? The pressure in your pipes is working. Because if the pressure's not working in your pipes, then we got problems. I guess that got something to do with the equipment. And on the other hand, Bree was like, man, you know, she want to make sure I'm getting into something. Before I get into this, I want to make sure if I marry this person, I want to make sure that it's going to work. So it's pretty much shacking is not really the bad thing. But it's still not under the act of God, because God wants you to get married, of course, before marriage, because that's what it is. You civilize the one with God. But now in today's society, it's like, okay, man, what if I'm getting, I need to get into an apartment first before I try to, you know, take it to that extra love. You know, I love you, but I love God too, but I don't want to be let down or look at God, and I'm letting God down with this situation. So that's why we ask in America today is shacking before you get married, should you do it? You know what I'm saying? You know, are you doing it for lustful things? Are you looking for compatibility? Or you just want to just live with somebody, man, just be living with somebody to kill the time? I don't know, but we got two people so far. So, hey, man, so you guys are pretty much summing it up. So, hey, LB, you talk about that agape love, man. That's what that is, that love has nothing. You know what I'm saying? If you look up that word love in the Bible, and if you look up the word love, if you look up that word love in a dictionary, man, it's very unconditional. You know, so, man, I'm glad you snapped on that, man. So, anything else you want to apply? People can call in, man, 347-838-9106. So how you feel about that, LB?
Man, I think that when we go into a relationship, you know, we're looking for self gratification of what we want. And in the same breath of air, and I said this before, we're not looking for the other half of what we need. You know, it's a difference between needs and wants. I had a lady friend of mine tell me today, she was like, I got what I wanted. I got what I wanted. The husband that I have is what I wanted. And I corrected her. I said, it's not what you wanted. It's what you needed. God only gonna give you what you need. Truly what you need. Not what you wanted. Because what you want is something totally different. Because I know, truth of the matter is, I didn't want her. But if I had wanted her, she would probably be married to me right now. Because I was what she wanted. But I wasn't what she needed. Because at the end of the day, our relationship probably would have never worked it out. Because it was what she wanted. It wasn't what she needed. I wasn't what she needed. So at the end of the day, we let our own egos get in the way of what we intend on what love is and this, that, and the other. Shocking. I know my parents said it's the wrong thing to do. But if I didn't shack, if I had not shacked, I would not have known how crazy my child's mother was. I'm just going to be honest with you.
You know what? Judge Judy had wrote a book about that. You know what I'm saying? It's something like that, almost as similar as saying, like, Shaqie, before you get married. And so she was saying, like, you know, it's under God. You know what I'm saying? You need to, you know, really, if you were one with God, then you should do it. And then I understand what you're saying, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, Joe, so what if I would have just married this person out the blue and it don't work? You know what I'm saying? You know, with God approved of me, keep on marrying and marrying until I find what I'm going to find? You see what I'm saying?
Well,
so it kind of go hands in hand.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the thing of it is that's real tricky as far as, you know, someone just keep it marrying, you know, and, you know, that's, you dating then. You jumping in and out of relationships and married, divorced, married, if you date, that's not a marriage. You date. You just trying to put it under that pretense of saying, you know, or you'll hear a woman be like, I'm in between marriages. You treat relationships like clothes, you know. You don't know what you want. Well, I might try this one out today. I know I'm gonna wear something else tomorrow. You know, come on, man. That's no.
Hey, so pretty much, so Shaqie is pretty much more sort of it's like the premeditated marriage, right? So you got
it. It's the
premeditated. What it is? Wait.
It's the premeditated marriage, but the thing of it is this. You have to also look at it in the pretense. What is your time limit? Because I know some people that are shocking, man. They've been together for 10 years. And he still ain't turned around as a man. Isn't there, shorty? We've been together. You know, he's going to be 65 talking about, you know, well, we just touched it out for 30 years. Well, I might as well go ahead and marry.
Wow.
Ain't nothing working. So at the end of the day, it has to be a limitation, too. It's saying, well, hey, listen, you know, now, in the safe zone, and I know this may sound crazy, but in the safe zone of marriage, I would be more or less like, okay, well, let me live with you. I can still keep my place. And either you come live with me or I come live with you, but I'm going to keep my place. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to give this boy a run. And if it doesn't, you know, we may tie some bills together, but I'm going to still keep paying my main bill over here. And you're going to keep paying your main bill over there. Because we both going to keep our places. You know, we're going to let it be known that this is your place. And that's my place over there. So, you know, but don't throw it in my face, because there's got to be rules to this. Don't throw it in my face. Well, you can get the hell out. You're gone about your business. You got your own place, fool. No, no, we ain't going to do that. My place is your place. Your place is my place. I'm just paying a bill over here. You paying a bill over there. Okay? So let's be clear about this. You know,
okay,
ain't no place you get mad. Because you mad now, you want to jump up, throw me out the park. No, listen, we not going to do that.
What's the rules? Can I ask, what are the rules?
Rules.
What are the rules?
You
I
know,
must know.
Listen. No, listen. Listen. You can't tell me a woman ain't shut up there. I have my own place. Because, and I will never live with a woman. She come live with me. I'll never live with a woman. Never. Until I get married. Because you will never tell me to get the hell out of your apartment. You will never tell me that. You will never tell me that. Tell you that right now.
I'm waiting for the rules. I'm waiting
okay.
for what are the rules?
So, the rules are there is a time limit on this shacking and me living with you. Understand this. There is a time limit on me shacking and living with you.
Okay.
Because if you don't put regulations on anything, this is, you know, and we talk about it with our government system that we live in, so on and so forth, there's regulations on everything. And sometimes we get frustrated with these regulations. But these regulations are needed because if you don't have these regulations here, then people will do whatever they want to do. So it has to be controlled. So even in that relationship, there has to be a time limit and a control factor of, okay, if you do not marry me within X or Y amount of time, trust and believe, I will move on. Because I'm not going to be in a holding pattern. And every man, woman, dog, and cat has been in a holding pattern. When a woman dealt with them or a man dealt with the other person long enough until something else better came along, then you left them. So I will not be subjected as the man of being put in a holding pattern.
So
if I ask
you,
would you marry me? Huh?
So will you be faithful in the process of doing it? Or
most definitely. Most definitely. You know? Split my head to the white feet if you catch me cheating. You know what I'm saying? Well, definitely I'll be faithful.
Damn. That's
definitely got to be done because we're acting as if we're married. You know, I was told that at one point in time, and I had to tell my employee this, if you don't like something that's going on at this store, act as if this is your store and to take control of it. That's where the blacks that went wrong with our work ethics, because we took pride in what we had, the money that we came in. That's why we greeted people, hello, how are you doing, so on and so forth, because we took pride in these things. We didn't just look at it as a paycheck. We looked at it as this is our whole thing. And in order for us to rise and go above, we had to act as if.
Wow.
So I took that same thing and said, I'm going to act as if this is my wife. So I'm going to do things as if I would treat my wife. Because one day I hope she will be my wife.
Okay,
and
wait,
if she
LB,
becomes
wait,
my...
Wait, LB, wait before you go into it. I want you to hold that because I want you to finish that one day. She's going to be your wife. Hold on. Bree.
Yes, yes.
What are your rules and regulations to this situation?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I want to hear what are you? You know, say, are you in a type of agreement with what LB said? Like, you got your place, that person got his place, and that, you know, they got the rules and regulations that land there. Because I know you said, like, what are the rules? Like, in good intentions. So I want to know your side of it. What is it that you have?
What I wanted was more detail is what are the rules. I get the time limit. I definitely understand that. I'm not going to be shacking up with nobody for 10 years. Let me just say that. it's not going to work because I want more. I want more. I deserve more. I'm a good woman, so I'm going to get more. I don't look for a lot of what I want. because what I want is not a lot of what I need. But my rules, will be, you know, kind of almost the same aligned with LB. Definitely treat this like a marriage, because I want to see what it's going to be. I'm in the house at a respectable time. That's not, outrageous rule. You know, when you live with someone and you're with someone, you do have to respect them. And it's not an issue of trust, but it definitely is respect. I respect my man enough to be in the house at a reasonable hour. Because what's going on after 10, 11 o'clock at night? It's other women looking for other men. I'm not single. So I'm going to be in the house at a respectable time. Right, it is. That's what my grandma said. It ain't no the legs are looking so open. And, you know, if I'm be with my man, so he know where I'm at. Because that's the only thing that's open outside of being at home.
Okay, wait a minute. All right. Wait before you finish that part. Hold that part. Hold it on. Right there. Now, LB, you have an option here. You can either finish your story or... you can answer to that question. Do you agree with having a time frame?
Oh, definitely.
Coming in at a decent
definitely.
Hour, even though y'all got your whole crib.
Yeah, it is a decent hour, you know what I'm saying, because it's a respect factor. You know, I was told a long time ago, how do you love and hate a man at the same time? You can't. You can only respect that man. So that means
that's
at
right.
the end of the day, the choice thing of it is hey, you know, so I won't get my head split to the pipe meat. I'm coming in at a decent hour. Now, can you control that person from cheating? No, you'll never be able to control anyone from cheating. Because if a man gonna cheat, he gonna cheat. And ain't nothing you can do about that. Nothing.
That's right.
Not anything you can do about that. But you can control the factor of the respect factor, where you're saying, okay, I'm not going to go out here and blatantly disrespect my woman. You know, by coming in at this hour, because at the end of the day, you know, in order for you to make something else happen on another arena, she's going to be wondering why you can't come spend a night, why you can't do this, why you can't do that. You know
That's
what I'm
right.
saying? So it eventually will all come out to doing another relationship. But, you know, most definitely, like I said, you have to have regulations on your relationship. If you do decide to check, and you know, there's time restraints on that, because at the end of the day, it's like, hey, you know, I want to be really truly know what I'm getting myself into, you know. Now, you may ease into the shacking part, too, where, you know, okay, I'm only going to stay a week. A week may turn into 2 weeks. 2 weeks may turn into, you know what I'm saying, a month. But the thing of it is you're actually trying to see, is this person the person that I could actually deal with? Does she like to stay up late? And, you know, not to speak. Well, I may want to go to bed. You know, I may like to read. She may like to read. And I may like the light on. So, these little things that is not to be separate. And I'm really
with your phone going in there, girl.
Okay. Hold on. Can I really deal with this, and can we compromise with each
That's
other?
Right.
Is there compromise within this relationship? You know, you already have a failed relationship if you don't have any communication now.
Right.
Yeah. It's
your relationship is...
It's already dead. If you don't have good communication, and I mean, I'm not talking about just talking. I'm talking about communicating. But if you want to consider somebody for marriage, they need to be your best friend. I need to be able to tell you any and everything. My mother married her best friend. Yes. Yes, it is. It is possible. It is possible.
That ain't going to happen.
My mother has been married for 30 years, and there's nothing that my mother would not tell my dad.
Hey, listen. That ain't going to happen where a person going to tell you everything, because you're not going to know everything about the person.
Well, hold on. Before you even finish that, though,
Where we talking about now? That you want to know everything. LB said that you're not on everything. We gonna finish that right after this song. Let's go.
She want it, I can tell she want it. Want me to push up on it, cause she know where I'm all on it. We get the party going, liquor flowing, this is fire. 50 in Jeremiah, number one, there's nothing higher.
Who's
get it, get it.
I see you, baby.
Work it, work it, work it.
Down, put it down,
down. Get it, get it.
Put it down,
work it, break it, break it. Down.
Okay, she headed to the dance floor and she slowly started popping it. Song like my wrist beats, everybody got to watching it. Girl, you got that secret treasure, I'm gon' put a lock on it. Don't care what they say, I would be stupid to be not owning this sticky. Heard you got that sticky. Let's go and take 9 shots, we'll just call it 50. And I'm gonna lick it, lick it, lick it till they hickey. Had that river running, keep you gunning till you empty.
Bang, 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 bang.
Oh, you look so sweet. What you working balance? Look at your physique. Girl, you are a beauty. Well, I am a beast. They must have been tripping to have left me off a leash.
I like the way you grind with that booty on me. Sorry you were down while you looking lonely. Go buy another round and it's all on me. As long as I'm around, put it down on me. Just put it down on me. Put it down on me. Down, down on me. Put it down on me. Don't throw it off the mound. Show me how it's gonna be. Girl, all I really want is you down on me. Put it down on me.
I'm thumping, party jumping, show this shit. Perfect tissue, you rock her hips and roll her hips and drop it down like it's no fish. She just like an hourglass, see how fast an hour pass. Time flies when I'm on that head, but I won't put out this on blur. Work it like a pro, sit and watch it go. Do a thing out on the floor, she bounce it fast and take it slow. So sexual, incredible, she beautiful, she edible. I got her, I won't let her go, I ain't seen nothing better, yo. Look how she twerk it, the way she work it. Make me wanna hit it, heaven when I'm in it. If I do not fit, I'm going to make it, girl, you can take it. Don't stop,
I like
get it, get it.
I like the way you grind with that booty on me. Sorry you were down while you looking lonely. Go buy another round and it's all on me. As long as I'm around, put it down on me. Just put it down on me, put it down on me. Down, down on me, put it down on me. Don't throw it off the mound, show me how it's gonna be. Girl, all I really want is you down on me. Put it down on me.
Mama, you the best. Like Reebok, I gotta have it. Got a nigga tweaking, really fiending like I gotta have it. Left cheek, 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 right cheek, cheek, cheek. Friction causing static. And she made both cheek, cheek, cheeks rapidly clap like an automatic. Branding on me, bending over, poking up a hammer. Moving the body like a snake while I'm behind her. My team rolling purple so that Barney's what we find up. Got a dancer freaky like she in the Arnie's lineup. Sipping on the hand, no shorty wanna get low, so you wanna get low. Show me what it hit for. When you get low, move your hips close to the tempo. Throw it back, bring it back like limbo. I know you ain't a bimbo, we can get an endo. Quick lick, stick, jack, be nimble. Sending in the memo, filming in the limo. You the best, no contest, my fix symbol.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldOne.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldOne.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldOne.com.
One-time home repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
Hey, 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 hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworldone.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworldone.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorldOne.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Hey, man. We back. We back to the building. hey, today, man, we're talking about Shaggy before you get married. Should you live with a person before you get married? Shaggy before you get married. Do you want to test out that equipment before you get married? Hey, Shaggy before you get married. Do you got to see what you're working with before you get married? And then we just added some rules to Shaggy before you get married. You keep your place, and I keep my place. Period. Now, we're coming at the plot where it's kind of getting a little bit meatier here. Bree said a little bit earlier in the session. Oh, yeah, if y'all want to call in, 347-838-9106. We only got close to 30 minutes or so. But anyway, Bree said, hey, I want to know everything. LB said, you're not going to know everything. So we try to figure out why. Now with this word shacking, this is the reason why you living with this person, because y'all need to know everything about them. So I need to know why, LB, why you feel like that person ain't going to know everything about that person. And then, bro, I want you to come behind that, okay?
You're going to know key points about that person, most definitely. You know, certain things that you can't tolerate or what you can't tolerate, so on and so forth. What are deal breakers and so on and so forth. But I'm saying, when you say everything is a broad, everything is a very detailed word. Detail.
No, I think you misunderstood what I said. Communication lines need to be open. I need to be able, if you want to, you need to be able to tell me. You know what I mean?
I understand that. You know, I understand that makes more sense. But when you say everything is a detailed word. It's not a broad word. Everything means everything. You know, I may not tell you where all my finances is coming in at, especially if I'm the head of the household and I'm taking care of my business. I may not tell you where all my finances is coming in at, because it's not necessary for you to know all that. You know what I'm saying? As long as I'm taking care of what I'm doing, and it's not going to put my family in harm's way. You know, other than that, you know, everything does not need to be known. You know, my father came in with $40,000 and sat it on the table, and asked my mother, how much does she owe on her car? You know, how much do you owe that's left on your car? You know, cash money. Sell it right there in the suitcase, 40 stacks. You know, how much do you owe in your car? She turned around and said, she started to ask, well, where did this money come from? And he looked at her. He said, don't ask no questions. Just get the money, and that's it. That's all. Because some things just don't need to be said. As long as you're getting taken care of, some things don't even need to be explained.
I get that. I totally get it. But
Stay in your lane, I'm going to stay in my lane. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't going to tell me everything about what you got going on. I know this.
Don't get me wrong. I'm talking about everything as in, like, certain things I do get it. Maybe everything is the wrong word for you, which it is. But most things. If he wanted to tell her, he could have.
He
could have.
He could have.
He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have.
He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. He could have. See, you know, in relationships, sometimes, whether male or female, you have the other person where they like to run their mouth a lot. So when they run their mouth a lot, they take the business that I'm telling you, and they run it out in the street, and they telling everybody else my business. So I might as well say everybody knows what I got going on, because why? I didn't explain it to her, and she didn't turn around and explain it to everybody else. So now when I go to meet everybody else knows what's going on, and I'm sitting up there like, how did you know what's going on? Oh, because your wife told you. Your wife said this, that, and the other, yada, 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 yada. So,
wow.
You know, it's learning the person that you're with.
Shouldn't that be a rule in your relationship? It's a rule in my house, whatever happens in this house stays in this house.
That was the same rule in my house, but still didn't. Hey, listen, there's a rule on the street.
go 55 miles an hour, but there's a motherfucker out there going 70. The rule is right out the window.
But then that means you don't have a good understanding with your wife.
No, trust me. The police can make the understandable, you know, because you got your license or you don't. And if you don't, you go to jail. And if you do, you get this hefty fine. So it's already understood.
Stop.
Trust me,
please. Please stop. Wait. Hold on. Before you finish that, man, I got to stop you guys because LB said so earlier in the thing. He said, I am the head of my household. And then I guess when you guys move in together, he's still going to be the head of the household. He said, there's some things that you don't need to know. And then, Bree, you kind of backed down. You said, well, I'm not going to say everything in your case. I'm going to say some of the things. So by you bagging down with that, were you more so saying it to the point to where, like LB said, the key basic things, you know, hey, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so the key basic. So what are your key basic things then? So that way I can kind of clarify.
I don't need to know. I'm going to just keep it 100. I've dealt with, you know, drug dealers, you know, whatever you want to call it, gangsters, whatever.
Hey,
there are certain things that I did not need to know.
You want to know if he got a real job versus him saying he got a job or I'm a plumber. Yeah, he riding out some pipes, but it ain't no motherfucking real pipes he ride out.
I do agree though, there is a limit to what maybe you should disclose, but you should be able to.
Yeah, most definitely. You should be able to have that line.
Definitely.
You should have that line of communication there with your spouse, where you are able to talk about a lot of things, you know, that's going on and so forth. Enjoyments as well as disappointments, so on and so forth. You know, I had a young lady a while back, maybe about a month and a half ago. We had dated before, and then we had stopped dating each other. And then she, you know, wanted to rekindle. And, you know, I'm the type of person, I like to tell people what I have acquired. You know, I have done this. I bought this. I went and I'm involved in this, so on and so forth. You know, look at what I completed today. I built this here.
It's an accomplishment. I get it.
She turned around and she told me, she said, everybody knows what you do for a living. Everybody don't want to see what you did, what you accomplished. She said, and every woman is not going to want to hear about your accolades or what you done bought. And I thought about that, and it didn't really come to me in full text until this morning, early this morning when I was driving to a job site out here in Bellwood. I'm never going to stop telling a person what I have acquired. I'm never going to stop telling a woman and showing a woman this is what I built today, because these are the gifts that God has given me, and I'm going to show you how good God is. The only reason why you don't want to hear about it is because you're not acquiring the same gifts, and you're not seeking the same gifts of what God is giving you. You don't even know how to accept the gifts that God is giving you. Matter of fact, has he given you any gifts? And if he's giving you any gifts, have you utilized those gifts that he has given you? No. That's why you disappointed, because I could boast about myself and say, this is mine. This is what I feel. So, most definitely, when it's a line of communication, you should be able to communicate with your spouse about any and everything as far as certain things of that magnitude. And you're very much so right. So, Shacking brings out a lot.
So I have a question to what you just said. She says that everybody knows what you do,
you know, everybody doesn't pretty much want to hear about your accomplishments all the time. Is that sums up what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. So are you the type of man who likes to tell his woman what he did, all day today? Do you like your ego stroke? Does that make you feel good for her to be like, you know what, baby, that's what's up. I like that. That's good job, baby.
Most definitely. If I build something and I'm proud of it, I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to be like, this is what I did today. This is what I built. You know? This is what I built. I want to show you. I want to point to the things and say, this is what I built. You know? Most definitely. Because I'm proud. I'm proud of it. I'm proud of what I built.
Have you seen women that wanted to stroke your ego?
Not necessarily stroke my ego, but I do want you to enjoy the same thing that I'm enjoying.
Yeah.
I want you to see what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? How many times have you been with a person and you really don't know what they do? You don't know the intricate details upon what they do. Only thing you know is they work. But do you really know what they do? No. It's like a woman who chases a man who's a baller. And, you know, women get upset all the time, and it's justified because of the simple reason why, you know, he left the girl who didn't have anything, and when he acquired a whole lot of things, he left her and went to this other woman who had all the Maybelline on. You know? No, she chased him down. Now, he wanted the Maybelline woman, but the woman who really truly loved him was the woman who didn't have anything. So at the end of the day, when all of those accolades are gone, Maybelline is gone. But then the other girl gone too, because you didn't want me when I had nothing. You didn't want to stick, you know, I stuck around with you while you built an empire. You never crossed your mind that in the process of building this empire, that I was part of the reason why you got that empire. I was part of that reason. Maybe not the whole reason, but I was part of that reason of why you got that empire. But you turned around and you left this empire to go try to build another empire over there. So at the end of the day, the woman who got the empire, she doesn't really understand all the intricate workings on how he got to where he went through. I explained it to a gentleman the other day. I said, you know what, the truth of the matter is, I'm out on bond right now, and you don't even realize it. You don't even know it. Only thing you see is a nice truck, nice cars, clothes. That's all you see. But you don't know the sacrifices and what all I had to go through in order for me to get here right now. You don't know what lies I had to lay on the line in order for me to get right here. The testimonies that I had to tell to bring people to God further in order for God to get me to this point right now. You don't know that. Because the only thing you see is what your eyes can tell you. You weren't there in the struggle. You weren't there in the trenches. So I'm the type of person, I'm gonna walk you through this and show you, this is what I built today. This is what I had to do this, 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 and this. I didn't even tell my mother that I bought into a uniform store. Why? Because at the end of the day, I wanted to make sure it was secure. And all the struggles and everything that I done went through, that I could actually say, hey, I got this now. This is mine. I didn't want to go out here and tell a make-believe story. So at the end of the day, when you shacking with that man, do you really know what he do? Do you know all the intricate workings?
What if
you have a lifestyle the way you have?
What if you're a stripper?
You know what? I'm going to tell you like this. That's all. You know, and I don't mean any disrespect. I'm going to call it for what I see it. This is the truth of the matter. You know, and I've been on both sides of the aisle. I've been around when I heard of the strippers and I really didn't know them personally. And I've been in this situation where I knew them.
What was your stripper name, LB?
What's my stripper name?
Yeah, what was your stripper name, LB?
What was your stripper name?
What was my stripper name? Let me think of my stripper name for a minute. I'm going to get back to y'all on that one. I was the plumber. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was the plumber. I was coming to Lakeland Pike. I come in that show with nothing but a tool belt on. A pipe wrench, a tool belt, and a hammer. Talking about what you need fixed. What's wrong?
You know what?
Hey, put it,
no. Go ahead. What I was saying was that. The reason I'm not knocking it, you know what I'm saying, because, I mean, your brother did it for about 15 years strong, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not knocking the fact of that this is what you do. It's just the fact of that I know a lot of dancers shack before they get married. Yeah. And well, one dancer, after he was finished, well, he was, like, at the peak of his career, and he decided, he said he found God. And so when he found God, the man had stopped shacking, and he got married. Now, when you shack it, it's a lot of wear and tear with that. You know what I'm saying? I know you give it a limitation. You know, do you do it in a year's time? I know she said, Bree said, not in 10 years, I'm sure. And LB said, yeah, you got a certain amount of time frame. And what I'm saying is, what if your job kind of outweighs the fact of trying to get married? What if you can't afford it? Do you still, you know, come back into agreements on the shacking part with it? How does that work? Or are you going to bend your rules?
Let me ask you a question. How much does it cost to get married?
$99.
Okay, then. Can you afford it? You can't afford $100? You had a $100 pair of shoes on your feet. You got a $100 shirt. I know, because I buy $100 stuff all the time. So can you afford to get married? Anybody can afford to get married.
Gotcha.
Anybody can afford to get married. As a young lady that worked at Home Depot, she used to do a lot of my paperwork for me. And her excuse, she had told me, and you hear this often with couples, we're not ready to get married yet. Well, why not? Well, because we're trying to acquire this, that, and the other. We're trying to make more money. We're trying to do this, that, and the other. But didn't you live with the motherfucker already? Okay, so my point is,
you know,
you're coming up with excuses.
Where the conversation is going, because I think a lot of people say it's too expensive because they're thinking about the day. Today we're getting married, and so today I need to have like this beautiful dress that every woman dreams of that. But it's only one day. I'm only going to wear that dress one time. We only going to have this cake one time. We got to rent this expensive room. Don't get me wrong. I want a wedding. I want a big wedding. But what about, I mean, it's not that expensive. If you really want to get married,
I
you
ain't
can
gonna
definitely
lie to
get
you.
Married.
I ain't going to lie to you. I don't want no big wedding. I want to go to Justice Peace. I want to say my I do. I want to pray to God and sit down and get on my knees and pray to God at the end of this I do, you know, for both of us, and call it a day. I don't want to get married.
I don't want anybody to look
when she walks down the aisle. Look at me, bitches. I told you somebody wanted this. I told you. Mm-hmm. All that is not needed. Because, see, the thing of it is a lot of people want the wedding, but they don't want the marriage.
That's right.
They want the show. They want the show.
They want a show. It's a show.
They want the show. They want to say, this is what I did on my wedding day, this, that, and the other, yada, yada, yada. And that $30,000 that you put on that wedding, that $10,000 that you put on that wedding could have been a down payment towards the house. You could have got rid of that regular-ass car that y'all was driving and got something else better.
Hey,
you could have got rid of that old-ass bedroom furniture that you had.
Hey, man. Hey, hold on. Hey, I want you to hold that thought. We're going to talk about that on the next segment, man. Right into this song, man. We're going to bring that right back up. Let's go.
Make the brothers cry with the flick boys. Rolling Birdman.
Count up.
Roush.
Double M.
Grip
Squad. Young Scooter.
Jeff.
Rose.
Stunner.
Rich Gang.
What's happening, nigga?
Maybach music.
I can make cocaine, 3.5 kilos on my gold chain. I just flew to Haiti, so fuck around, gave me 80. Chickens like a Wingstop, nigga tried to kill me, but I had the thing cut. They think I know the food, how they keep showing my ghosts on that channel too. I'm having dreams and nightmares. MJ Moon walking on them white squares. I'm a boss, not a capo. Pussy nigga down to call me El Chapo. Trapping till a 100 mil. Build a mansion for my killers out of Summer Hill. Bad bitches never fuck with y'all. We fuck them, then we drop them off in the muscle cars. Chrome wheels in them rally stripes. Third party conversations through them satellites. Little nigga got an appetite. We do them and we pray they mama ever get a life.
Love.
I can make cocaine. I just fell in love with a Cuban. I just left Colombia. Now we get them in by the metric ton. I can make cocaine. I just fell in love with a Cuban. I just left Colombia.
Rich gang. Rich
now we get them in by the metric ton.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com. The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and westernworld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. westernworld1.com.
All right, man. We back in the building, man. Hey. Hey, man, that was fun, man. This here, man, is really, really enlightening, man. Hey, basically, my question is, how can I put this? Okay, we're going to go back. Rewind a little bit. LB in brief. Now, this is crazy because LB said, hey, man, I just want to just go ahead and pay that $99 at City Hall. And, you know, say, forget all the glamour. And Bree, you're a female, and so I'm trying to understand, you kind of agree with that? Because most
no.
women want to have they I kind of knew it.
No, I do not agree. If you can't afford it, are you really going to break your neck? Like, if I can't afford it, and I'm still madly in love with this man, because the love ain't going to change, you still in love. It's something that a woman always wants to do. If you can't afford it, then why break your back? I mean, do it at a later date. Do a reception. It's ways to do everything, but people are so into right now. I'm actually talking to a gentleman right now, and he calls this the microwave century. And I love that because everything is right now. We want it right now. We don't want to be patient and wait for it. Everything has to be right now. You don't have to have a ceremony right now. You can be married for 5 years and, you know, have a nice reception. Maybe renew your vows in 5 years and then you do it. You're stable. You know what I'm saying? Every woman wants the wedding. Every woman. I don't care who she is. Let me tell you how I want to look like Kim Kardashian and Beyonce in a dress, looking good, walking down the aisle. I do. Yeah, I do. But if I'm broke, I'm not going to break my back for a show to impress Nobody. No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Okay.
I can pay off a car note. I can go get me a new car. Whatever.
Right. Okay, well, I was kind of wondering that, man, because, you know, I know you speaking for the women right now, because a lot of women have, they calling in, but some ain't calling in. And LB speaking for the men, from the men point of view. You know, us guys, some of us do want to have that dream. Some of us don't. Some of us just want to be basic. You know, since I grew up off my grandma. My grandma used to always tell me, don't bring no Negroes to the house. You know, so that was like my biggest thing. And so, you know, I just wanted to know that, you know what I'm saying, from that part, on that part with the women. But you guys, guys, girls, whatever, call in, man, 347-838-9106. We got about a good 15 minutes or so, so we can still finish it. The question is, today's topic is, check in before you get married. Should you live with a person before you get married? You know what I'm saying? So now we have, LB, your mic back on. So now we have limitations with it. Like, yeah, everybody's agreeing. So, yeah, you should have shacked. So that way you'll know what you get. But it should be rules and regulations with it. Far as that person should be living with that, have their own apartment. So that way they can go home when they get tired of each other and come back. I guess that's
the whole purpose for you. Go home. Because I'm tired of seeing you right now. Go
okay.
Home.
Now, if that person don't have a crib, you know, say, what if that person don't have an apartment? Would you still consider?
Yeah, that's what I would like to know. What if they don't have nowhere to go, so you just put them out?
Yeah, what would you do, LB? Would you still
listen, we just set the ground rules already. You keep your spot. Now, if you was living with your mama, you better tell mama, I ain't leaving just yet, mama, until I get married. Mama, don't you see my name still on the milk? I'm still buying milk for the house. I'm still putting my name. I'm going to put M-A-T-T, Matt. Mama ain't going nowhere. You know, just because you don't see me walking through these doors at night don't mean that I don't live here. I still live here. I'm going to leave my coat and socks here. I'm just to let you know, that I'm going to still be here. You know.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times, you know, we get so complacent with certain things, and that's where, you know, a lot of women, you know, they get complacent, so they get used to it, and they, you know, that they don't ask, they really don't demand anything. And I think with that young lady, when I spoke to her and I said, well, you know, what's the reason for you not to get married? And then she came up with some reasons. I said, those are excuses. There's no difference between a reason and an excuse. It's some bullshit. Truth, just tell it for what it is. It's some bullshit. You should be able to go ahead and get married. Go down there. It don't cost you nothing. Do it amongst the eyes of the God. Right now, you shacking. You doing the same thing. If that man get caught right now, if he get caught cheating in the relationship right now, don't you know she going to act a plum fool? He got kids and everything together. She don't act a plum fool, just like if she was in married to the man. So you might as well do it right and get married amongst the eyes of the God, because at the end of the day, she gonna act a fool anyways. So just go ahead, stop making excuses. Go ahead and do the right thing. You know, and a lot of times we don't look at it like that because of the simple reason why we want to acquire so much more. But you could probably acquire that and then some if you do it right in the eyes of God, because he's going to bless that union. Because it's two spirits coming into one. He's going to bless that union and say, hey, these two people, they need this. They need that. So I'm going to give them what they need.
So her excuse for not getting married was money, correct?
It was one of the excuses, yeah, money. The main excuse was finance.
I mean, it sounds like, you know, just knowing women, I talk to women, you know, I have a lot of women friends. I know a lot of women who do give that excuse, I ain't no money. But really, what it really is, they're not ready.
If ain't no money, why are you dealing with this?
They're not ready.
Y'all still dealing with each other, though. But we ain't ready. What you ready? What all do you need to be ready?
I'm not saying that's what my excuse is. Because when I say I'm not king, it's only cracking. Let me tell you, ain't gonna be none excuses. Excuses are like assholes. Everybody got them. And that ain't gonna be one, not for my relationship. No. Everybody's different. That is an excuse. I do hear that. I'm not ready yet. I don't know. I guess he's okay to get it in with, but he is not okay to marry. Now, that is so jacked up on so many different levels. You can lay down with a man, but you don't know if you want to marry. That's messed up. If I'm gonna lay down with you, you better know that I didn't check you out, and you better know that you marriage material. Cause I ain't just laying down with no dog, cause I don't want to get up with no type of sleep.
Hey man, hold on, man. We gonna play another song, man. We gonna come back. We boiling down to it. If you want to call in, 347-838-9106. We're talking about shacking before you get married. Should you live with that person before you do it? And they going in. Man, I like that. She said, excuses I like booty holes. Let's go.
Hey, John. Don't it seem like I'm always there when it matters, but missing most of the other time, a terrible pattern. The rewards I see from working have made me an addict. There's way more people that want it than people that have it. I don't get it, I would hate to think I tricked them. They fall victim to my system, guess I sure know how to pick them. And I'm always a regret, yeah, I'm always a regret. And I always make it harder on whoever's coming next. It goes up and down, it's just up and down. She's crying now, but she'll laugh again. Cause we on the rise and she here with us. And expensive shit just keeps happening and she loves it. Stares at me like who does this, and we hold hands while I pray that she's not the type to hold grudges. I'm wrong.
Bad boys ain't no good. Good boys ain't no fun. Lord knows that I should run off with the right one.
Specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and westernworldone.com. until now by using our mobile app. Just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. westernworld1.com.
All right, man. We back in the building, man. We back in the building.
Yeah.
Oh, man. LB, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Were you still there?
Yes, yes, I'm here.
All right, man. Okay, round three, man. This is it. This is the final round. We got it to the point to where you want a marriage. LB said, no. We can do it for $99. You said you ain't getting these goodies until we get something funny. LB said, hey, man, you got to still stay at your mama's crib. You still live with your mama, stay with your mama until we get these things worked out, period. You talking about the fact that people got like booty holes. That's what we ended off at. So, LB, like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's an excuse or not, I'm really begging you. You know what I'm saying? Money, finance, or whatever. See, this is what a lot of people are going through right now. You know what I'm saying? They said finances, you know, you don't want to do this. What if you do have a financial overhead that's just so crazy that when you marry that person, that it could go into the marriage? You know what I'm saying? Meaning when that person gets the last name, you know, people can come out to you. For your garnishment, or whatever the case may be, too, when you marry that person. Or they got it to where when you sign something like a prenup, whatever you came in with that, that's what you leave with. So that way, people can come at you on the garnishment, if I'm not mistaken. You know, people can't come at you because you have their last name. So what you think?
There's legal loopholes that you can use in order for you or if one person financially is more one person is more financially challenged than the other one, there's legal loopholes that you can do. You know, you don't ever have a joint bank account. You have a bank account where the person can have access to your bank account. Because if you do have a joint bank account, then that means any outside proprietor can have access to your money. But if that person is going to only have access to your bank account, they're not on your bank account, but they can have access to the bank account. It's a difference. And ask any banker, they'll tell you this. So that means on child support, so on and so forth, that they cannot go after the wife because of the simple reason why, because she's making so much more money. Well, I'm making so much more money. And just because we're married, we don't have any financial ties. We're just married. The difference. So you have to learn loopholes in order for you to know that my finances will not be taken from me.
So basically you just asked out, okay, that's we just asked out number two. So now we got the financial restraints a little bit out the way. On how to do that. Pretty much, what is it now? You see what I'm saying? Like, the reason why I asked that, too, is because that's what people do. They say they're not really ready yet. They want to shack to see what's going on. Some people say, like, they're not financially set. Some people are saying, like, okay, this is what we need to do in order to get married. Now that you got pretty much the financial out the way, you got the living situation out the way, okay, now is what? The compatibility,
are y'all both compatible?
Are y'all compatible? If now, how would you know if you guys are compatible? You know what I'm saying? Is it because of the arguments? You know, y'all are arguing. How would you know that you're compatible with this person? I'm going to ask you that first, LB, then I'm going to ask you the same question. We got about 5 minutes, so we're going to have to kind of chop it up a little bit, but go ahead.
How do I know if I'm compatible? Not all of the interests, but a lot of our interests are the same. And views upon how we view our moral values are pretty much the same. That's how you pretty much get sum up whether we're compatible or not. You know, it doesn't have to be all the time, he enjoys bike riding, so I enjoy bike riding, so we're compatible. No, that's not it. You know, you may not enjoy the bike riding, but you're
you'll come over to his side and enjoy it because that's what he enjoys. So you're finding reasons to come together in a union, you know, versus, you know, where you're just up here and, you know, everything, you like everything. He likes the movies, so I like the movies. So when you go to the movie, that person has to go to the movies too, you know. And if you go to the movies without me, why didn't you know you? We had a problem, bro, bro. I'm just going to tell you that okay. right now.
Okay. Now, you know, now, Bree, being too compatible. Oh, being too compatible. Okay, now, what's your point, Bree?
I agree with some of those points. Compatible. You have to be willing to compromise. It's a big thing for me, compromise. Yeah, I may not like the go bike ride. Actually, I do, but anyway. I may not like it, but if it's going to put a smile on his face, then I'm going to do it. Just because it's going to put a smile on his face. Just because I know it'll make him happy, he'll enjoy it. That's how you know you're compatible, when you'll do anything just to make that other person happy or smile. If it gives them any type of joy, then that means that you're happy. That's what I think being compatible means. Definitely.
So you basically saying that you will sacrifice yourself just to make that other person smile?
I want to sacrifice. I mean, to a certain degree. It's
okay.
Give and take. Give and take. It's some things that I'm going to expect, like, I like to do this. You know, I know you may not like to do it, but can you do it for me? You know? Just like I would do it for you. I may not, you know, feel it, but I do it for you because it'll make you happy. Then I can do it.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, hey, you know what? I mean, I want to thank both of y'all, man, because, you know, you guys, man, I want to say, man, you know, we might have to fill in that third slide if we get both of y'all on that show, man. So, you all have done y'all thing, and I got to applaud you guys for that, man. Y'all both answered some questions, man, that, that the hold up is pretty much showing that the weight is really on that person. Then, you know, if that person ready to do it, then they need to know where they stand, because if they make it up their excuse for it, apparently they just not ready for it. They're not ready to give up whatever they got going on. Whether they have another lifestyle, are they really ready to do that? One comedian said, "Hey man, I'm gonna commit myself to this vagina for the rest of my life. Am I really ready to do that?" But other people say, "Am I really ready to commit myself to this penis for the rest of my life? Am I really to do that?" And I'm just going off of a comedian. That's what the comedian said. Like, you really have to sit down and think about that. Now, if you're not promiscuous, it should be a problem for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that should be, like, the real thing. You really going after that person's heart. And a lot of people do have good hearts because they have good intentions or doing these type of things. But it's like, okay, enough is enough. You know, I think a deadline should be 5 years, just like operating a business. You know, so they say a business, you can run a business in 5 years. I see we breaking them barriers now. You know, say I think once a person get a hold of some good dividends, they're going to run that business like they was in the business for 5 years. So I look at it like that. If you go get a hold of this person that you've been shacking with, you're going to look at her as or him as a good investment. And you go invest your time and effort to see what it is. Now, once you start seeing something is not right about the situation, I think you both need to get up and just part ways on that situation, because if it's unfixable, then that means that you guys are not going to be able to fix what God is designing for you guys to do, and that's to get married. Now, he allowed you to have that free will to shack. Now, that's your free will. You want to shack, you know you're not supposed to do it. But, you know, that's something that you want to do. I mean, he's going to allow it because he loves you for who you are and not for what you do. He loves you. So, man, I want to thank both of you guys, man, for coming on the show. Till then, man, we're going to do this. We right back at it next Saturday, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. I got a text saying, man, y'all need to do a part two of this. So, oh, no, we might do a part two. We do have something like that, man. So, hey, man, LB, thank you, sir.
No, Green, thank you.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate that. And Peso, I know Peso on the line, man. He a little bit tired, man, but thanks for coming on the line, man. Until then, man, we right back at it next week, y'all.
What's up,
BJ?
How you doing,
sir? Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now. By using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.